Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
We are live on Facebook.
All right. Let's speed over a little bit. Hello, everyone.
We are back again.
I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep.
And who are you?
I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
And we are back with your questions, your news stories of the day, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yes.
So, I'm going to say, slide it back. We're kind of cut out. People don't want to miss part of this.
Yeah, so I hope everybody had a great Memorial weekend, and you guys are enjoying the heat. It's gotten a little warmer here lately.
But I like heat better than cold.
Yeah, I like spring and fall temperatures. But after a while, I'm ready for some hot weather after it's been, you know, I just like change, I think.
There you go. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. What news stories do we have this morning, or this afternoon?
Well, my big one is Tiger and Peyton beat Brady and Mickelson for the match yesterday. That was pretty important.
Yes. Yeah. Did you watch it?
Did you? No. Did you know how much they raised?
No.
It was for the coronavirus.
Oh, it was?
They raised $20 million in that match to go towards coronavirus.
Damn, that's awesome.
So I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
That was good of them to do.
Wow. So. I did see some headline that said it was the most watched golf show ever.
Was it really?
Yeah. Which, that's golf. So
yeah, that's
also people have been stuck in their homes and are just dying for real sports.
Tom Brady ripped his pants. Did you see that?
No.
He bent over to get his ball out of the hole and his pants ripped.
Oh, that's funny. That's pretty funny.
So yeah. I wonder if his ball was deflated, but I'm not sure.
Oh gosh.
Okay. What's your story?
I had a couple. Let's see. Elections are, I think they're happening next week, June 2nd.
Yep.
So, Indiana. Yeah. You need to show up and do that. And I also saw that SpaceX is sending their first human to space tomorrow.
Yeah, I think there's two of them going in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's going to possibly set the stage for them. I think they're hoping to get hired by NASA to send astronauts from Earth to the Space Center. So,
hey, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Also, I saw this morning that one of the NFL owners came out and they said that they're working towards being able to have fans at the games this fall.
Whoa. So,
that'll be cool if the NFL will be able to reopen
like
they were before. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And the NBA is talking about getting the season going again, maybe just playoffs. They don't know. But we may have sports again this year.
That would be nice.
We'll have something to talk about for
No kidding. Make it more interesting.
There you go. Okay. What's our questions for the week?
All right, we have a few questions here. If you're watching us live, now is your opportunity to be involved with this famous Facebook Live. You can comment on Instagram or Facebook, and we will recognize that you commented, and we will answer your question to the best of our ability. So now's your chance to be on a real live Facebook video.
With two famous people. That's
right. Okay, but we do have some questions here already that we're going to answer. And the first one is, I am moving to a new location, and I think I might have to buy a house without seeing it first. What are some tips for doing that? So that's not exactly the best case scenario if you're having to buy a house without seeing it first. But yeah, there are some obviously some things you could do to kind of safeguard yourself. One, make sure that you have a reputable realtor working for you that's in the area, that knows the area and can give you feedback and a virtual tour of the house. That should not be a problem. I mean, even if it's just FaceTime with you, somebody should be able to walk through the house for you and give you pointers and tips of what they're seeing. The other thing is definitely hire a home inspector. Get that house inspected. Make sure that the bank has an appraiser going out there and gives you any feedback. And if you do have any friends or family where you're moving, have them go take a look at the house as well. That way you have somebody to blame if you don't like the house after you buy it. So yeah, those are just some ideas. What about you? You got any other ideas?
Very well, in case
yeah. Blame them for the house. You just tell them that they can pay the house payment if you don't like it.
No, I think that's pretty good advice. Definitely, the more information input you can get, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Having a realtor that you feel comfortable with is a key, because they can help look for you and mm-hmm. help your family members know what to
yes.
look for. So definitely. And always get an inspection. If you're buying a house, get it inspected, because you're going to be paying on that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure there's nothing hidden that you
yes.
don't know about. So
yeah.
there are sometimes things slip through the cracks, even with inspectors. But if you don't get an inspection, you have a real high chance of something slipping through the cracks
yes.
that you don't know about. So
mm-hmm.
definitely
well,
that's one that you'd want to have an inspector look
yes.
at for you.
And Trent said there that having a good realtor is the key. And I think it's really is the key that can open the locked door to your nice house.
Literally.
Yeah. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, that was
okay,
dumb.
moving on to the next question. What are the downsides of accepting an offer from someone who hasn't talked to a bank yet? Well, the first downside would be they might not be able to get the money.
Yeah.
That could be a downside. If you accept an offer from someone who hasn't talked to a bank yet, that means you're tying up your property, making other people think that you already have a deal set up
mm-hmm.
when you could be wasting everyone's time.
Yeah.
Getting pre-approval to buy a house and make an offer is very important. So it's not that you can't do it, but I would strongly advise to have pre-approval before you accept an offer from someone. Unless it's someone you know and you really want them to get the house and it's worth the risk, I would not go that route.
Mm-hmm.
I would do pre-approval first. It doesn't take the bank any time to get a pre-approval letter, just a verbal pre-approval, which means the client can tell them what they bring in, all the details, and then they go off that. Now, if they tell them information is not true, then that can mess
mm-hmm.
that up. But that's the only way that it would affect the outcome. So
yeah.
I would definitely push towards pre-approval unless it's a situation that you're trying to help someone out and you're willing to take that risk. What do you
yeah.
think about that?
I was just going to say, yeah, there is a lot of, I mean, we have lots of buyers that would love to buy houses. The main thing is just the money. So, yeah, if that's the case with your buyer, you don't know where their funds are, I would find out before you accept an offer.
Yep.
Just echoing what Trent said. Next question. Do you think the housing market will rebound in a few months? I'll tell you what, if I knew the answer to that question, I would not be doing real estate. I'd be out in the stock market or something. We obviously are optimistic and hopeful that it's going to rebound and that things will pick back up and pick up to normal, go back to normal, oops. But we never know. So if you are wanting to sell or buy during this time, we will definitely hold your hand. Actually, we won't. Metaphorically, we will hold your hand, but we'll actually not. And we'll help you through this process with face masks and helping you sell or buy. So we can still get your house sold, possibly. And we can still help you find the right house. but I don't know what the market's going to do.
Yes.
Do you know what it's going to do?
Not exactly. I agree with that. But the question is, do you think? And my answer would be yes. So I agree with Ethan. We don't know, but we do think it's going to rebound. But we've thought wrong before, so I guess it's up in the air. So we are here to help you, but we cannot give you any definites on the market because we would have been very wrong before this corona thing. Okay, the next question. What do I do if the house I really want has foundation issues? It's a good question. I would recommend calling in a foundation company. Now, there's a good chance you'll have to pay for an estimate, depending on who they are. Maybe not, but you want to get it checked out by a professional. Just because it has foundation issues does not mean that it can't be fixed, but do not take your neighbor's advice or your uncle's advice or your sister's advice or your brother's advice. Get a professional in there on inspections and get a quote to get it fixed, and you can go from there. That way you can find out if it's worth proceeding with a house that you really like, because I've seen people walk away from a house they really like because of those kind of issues. And if you're patient and are willing to work through it, it still could work out. It's just a matter of there's a lot more that takes place if that's the problem.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that?
Yep. I agree with that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We went through those questions quick. So we need more questions for next week or this week.
Yeah.
If you're listening, put a question out there for us.
Yeah. Facebook message us, Instagram message us, or comment, and we will answer your questions next week.
Now, highlighted listings. We have a website. It's Keith Realty.
It's not brand new. We've had one for a while.
It's not new.
We finally got a website.
No, we've had it for a while. But we have one, and you can go on and look at our listings. They're all highlighted this week.
Yeah, they're all
highlighted. It's a complete highlighted week.
Yes. Yeah. There's like 10 or 11 listings on there of things you can go.
There you go.
Browse. Yeah.
KeithRealty.net, right?
Yep, KeithRealty.net.
Go on there and look and see if there's any that you have to have. If there is, we'd be glad to help you.
Yes. Yep.
We're down to quotes for the week.
No, no, no.
We're not? Oh, no, we're not.
We have a drawing to do.
That's right.
Yes, everybody's watching because they think they're going to make up money.
We have a basket of names.
Yeah, so our contest was, what was it again? Oh, what?
Funny stories.
Yeah, funny stories from the coronavirus, staying at home for the coronavirus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you read all those yet?
I did.
I haven't read all those. I'm going to catch up on those.
They're kind of funny.
So okay.
Whoever wins, we'll read your comment.
Oh, really? Oh, we're going to read that.
Off the whole comment.
Okay, are you drawing today?
I think you. I think I did last time.
Okay, here we go. So that means I got to read the comment.
Yeah.
Okay. So we didn't tell you that if your name got drawn out of the basket that we would tell everyone what you said, but we are.
Yeah.
Andrea White. All right, Andrea. It's tiresome waiting for Mama to put away laundry. I got the laundry put away and thought she is awfully quiet. Turns out she fell asleep in her jumper. Andrea's talking about, she put a picture on there of her little girl, Charlotte. And Andrea was just wearing her out with the laundry, which I feel like that sometimes when I see laundry being done. But Andrea is the winner this week.
Yeah.
So Andrea, she had the funny story of the week. I guess that's how it works.
Yep.
Right? She had the funny story.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We will have another contest for you all, but we're not sure what that is yet. So keep an eye out for a post coming from us sometime. Hopefully
there you
soon.
Go. So you got to watch and see what we're doing.
Yep.
Yeah. So now we're ready for the quotes.
Now we can do our ending quotes.
Are you going to do yours first or am I going to do mine?
I don't know. Okay.
Go ahead.
This is by Lou Holtz. It says, it's not the load that breaks you down. It's the way you carry it.
There you go. That's true.
I learned that the hard way, carrying OSB sheets.
There
sheets
you go.
Of OSB.
That way you don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's why I don't do that. I just don't live.
All right. Mine is, when obstacles arise, you change your direction to reach your goal. You do not change your decision to get there. By Zig Ziglar.
Wow.
So I like that. So if a big piece of OSB is in the way, you don't just change your mind. You just go around it.
Or you change the way you carry it.
Or you change the way you carry
it.
That's right. Or you hire somebody else to carry it.
Yeah. Or you change professions.
Change professions. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. It was good having these questions this week.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ethan said, go on and post more questions for us so we can answer them next week. And we will be back next Tuesday at noon.
Yep. All right, see you guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.